I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's really a privilege for me to share the word of God to you in this time that we are together. Our portion of scripture and devotion of it is in Isaiah 55 verse 1. The NIV give a heading of this portion and say, "The invitation to the thirsty." And it reads as follows. It say, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost." May God really bless the reading of His word in our hearts. The other day I preached about this very same portion of scripture where I give a theme to it, and I just want to share it in this hour again with us. The power of an invitation. And I believe we all receive invitations one way or another. And there is the power in a invitation is the person who invite us through that invitation. Wow, it say that that person wants my presence. It say that that person value my presence and he want me to be special and feel special. And if you look at your own attitude when you receive a invitation, how special do you really feel? You know, many times we say, but I am not worthy of it, and we will never be. Because everything that we as children of God receive from the hand of God is out of grace, and that there is no merit from our side. But the awesomeness is that as we distribute and send forth the invitations, doesn't matter what the function might be, is that that person who invite us, or that person that you invite, is valuable for you. You want to spend time with that person. So with God, many times in the Bible, and I don't really have time to go through all of those verses where the invitation comes to us to say, come, come. Because Jesus wants to share something with us, because Jesus values us so high, because Jesus wants our presence to be with Him. Because that invitation makes us feel wanted and accepted. Friends, this is an awesome invitation. If I think of many of us who sit here, listen to the radio, one way or another, somewhere, somehow, someone has introduced to you, to me, 93.6 FM, Good News Community Radio Station, invited us to tune in at this hour, at this specific time. And here, we are not by chance. Here we are by purpose, because there's a few things that we must understand by the invitation of God. The invitation where He say here, in Isaiah 1 verse 18 to 19, where God Himself come and invite sinners, invite those who are in need of forgiveness, in need of pardon, and in need of to be set free from their bondage. Also, the invitation comes from God to the destitute, to the poor and brokenhearted. You can read it here in Isaiah 55 verse 1 and 3. But also to the weary, to the heavy laden there in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. And I want you to see, and I want to stress really, want to stress this point that God's heart is after you. God's heart is after me. And I want to make it special for you and personal. He is after you because even the Spirit of God is inviting you to come in Revelation 22, 17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirsts come. To all those who are desire the water of life. But friends, when we look at this invitation of God, and we go back and see, but God wants me to respond. God wants me to find rest in Him. And you know, when we think of what God wants to do with us and how He desires to spend time with us and to so that us can get to know Him better, many times we run actually away from Him. Many times we think we can solve our own problems. Many times, you know, and I think many times it is a man thing, especially if the invitation comes where your marriage is being broken up, where your financial state is in a dire straits, when your personal relationships with other people is down the drain, and the invitation comes to say, but let me help you. You are drained. You are maybe burnt out. And the invitation is, come, come, come to me, buy and eat. It means there's abundance, wine and milk. Talk about quality life, quality time with God, quality, what those things that can help me grow in Christ, can, yes, can deepen my relationship with Him. Now I want to say to you this time of our day, God will never give up on you. He will never. Because if we think that the invitation that God is sending to us is just a fake or false, no. I think of a verse in the Bible where God used human invitations like you and me. In John 1 verse 46, where the one disciple said to the other one, how can there be someone good out of Bethlehem, of out of Nazareth? How can there come someone? And then to say, come and see. Come. In Isaiah 1:18, Jesus said, or God said, through the study of the Bible even, come and let us reason together. I want you to think of this. Every time when you and I study the Bible, every time when you read it, doesn't matter the whole chapter or the whole book or just some verses, what we read there is not just black ink on white paper. It is God's invitation. Come, let us reason here together. Maybe I don't understand that portion of scripture that I read, and I fight with it and I struggle with it and I wrestle with it to get the understanding. And that is exactly what God wants us to do, in the sense that we can, by His invitation, to draw me deeper and deeper in my understanding of, not just to know that part, but also to know God. You know, the other day, we look at the Zoom meeting, Biblical Eldership Resources, every Tuesday afternoon, 2:30, until about 4:15 here at the mission. It is a Zoom meeting for people all over the world, Malaysia, Singapore. And at that time when we start here, 2:30 in the afternoon, it is already evening by them, 8:00, 8:30. And as we sit together in the Zoom meeting and go into chat rooms, we talk about the Trinity doctrine. We talk about the triune God, how this doctrine of the Trinity has an impact in the individual and in my church and in my country or in my community. And the person who gave us the lecture, wow, I'm telling you, it is really wow. It is that aha experience where he took us deeper into that doctrine, not just theoretically, but also practically. And at the end of the day, to know there is both, all three of them stand in a living, united relationship with one another. And what implications it has for us as individuals, and what it has for us as a congregation, and what it has for us in the part where God has placed me. An invitation to know Him more, better than yesterday. And I tell you, it really stretches one's thinking. It really challenges your thinking. It really challenges your faith. It really challenges your intellect to compare and to evaluate and to discern and to accept. Sometimes when you heard a truth for the first time, and maybe in a different angle, one is really tempted to throw it away. One is tempted to say, no, this I don't believe. Just because they look it from a different angle than what you and I are so familiar with doesn't mean it is false. So there's the invitation. And after that 2 hours and a half of Zoom, wow, I could feel my brain is challenged. I feel, wow, it is so deep, one can drown in this. But praise God, it just elevates us as well, because God has placed us and put us and lift us to a higher plane. The invitation is come. But you must be thirsty. And not just come, you come to a source. And you can be bankrupt in yourself, it's fine, that is what he's looking for. Because he said that when we come, we will receive. And I really want to encourage my listeners at this time of the day. God is inviting you. Maybe there's someone right here, right now, listening to this short message. God invites you. What your circumstances might be, doesn't matter what. Doesn't matter what you go through right now. Doesn't matter what is the turmoil and the tribulation and the trial that you face. God invites you right now to come. May you respond positively on that invitation. And after you receive what he invites you for, that you will also invite someone else to that table that has been set before you. That God will also set it before them. May God bless you. Lord, bless the meditations of our hearts in this time. Will you be glorified? And will you be really, really satisfied when we answer and respond positively to the invitations that you send to us, regardless of our circumstances, trials, and so many hiccups in our lives. Bless each and everyone. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.